And welcome back to Talent Talk Season 2 with your hosts, Kelton Robbie, Nick Lewis, and Dean Grassi. Today, we're joined by Mrs. 2000, Maddie Cherry. Maddie just achieved 2,000 assists in her varsity volleyball career and has had an incredible season this year. Maddie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing terrific now that you're here.
I'm also doing well. Thanks. No one asked. Dean?
I'm doing okay. Yeah, I mean, we're all could good be then. Better.
Love to hear
could be
guys.
Better.
Good, good.
So, Maddie, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. How was your game last night?
It was pretty good. I mean, we lost, but I don't really think we could have done much better. It was a good game to go out on.
It was
a
very intense game.
Were you there?
Yes.
A fan,
if you will.
Wow. Everybody loses every once in a while, except for the Steelers. 7-0, baby.
7-0.
Hey.
Should be more like them. Who did you play, Madeline?
We played Baldy Galeria.
Ah, good team. Not in football. We beat them.
We did get them.
In volleyball, though. Quite the athletes.
We beat him 6-1 in soccer, no biggie.
So that was a playoff game, right?
Yeah.
What round of playoffs was that?
That was the second round, so it was district's quarterfinals.
Who did you beat in the first round?
Westmont Hilltops.
Did you crush them?
Yeah, we won in three. It was
That's what
easy.
I love to hear.
Does anybody know what the Hilltoppers are? Like, is that a...
Well, people on top of hills.
And that's all they do. That's just what they're known for.
I guess.
Hey, there are people at the bottom. It's kind of lame. At the top.
That is
I like
kind
it.
Of a lame.
I mean, I get... I like that you put it that way, that they're on the top,
sure.
You know. But what was your record for the season, Maddie?
Our record was 10-9, I think.
Hey, that's a winning
that's a
record,
lot of
baby.
Games.
Better than 500.
How many games a week do you think you have?
Well, we started late this season because of, like, the PIAA and, like, COVID and stuff. So at the beginning of the year, we were playing, like, 3 games a week, which is a lot. But now we're playing, like, 2 games a week.
And was that your last game?
Yes.
No. Oh, we're down to no games a week.
Yeah, we're down to no games a week.
Well, in gym class, you can find some volleyball athletes like myself. You know,
oh,
if
you
you're
dabble.
Ever looking for
if you're
a game.
Ever looking for a game, a pickup game maybe.
Sure, an exhibition, if you will.
So, Maddie, I almost called you Maddle for some reason.
Madeline.
Not her name.
Riddle me this. What is your favorite craft moment as of right now?
Oh, There's a lot. There's a lot of good ones.
Too many.
He's gotten carded a lot. Our freshman year, the ref was going to blow the whistle, and, like, the gym got dead silent, and he didn't agree with it. And he literally looked, and this was, like, this old lady. I don't even know why she was reffing. And she literally goes, "You were going to blow your whistle, but then you swallowed it." And the gym was, like, dead silent. And then he got, like, kicked out.
Oh.
That's not a good time to yell that.
Do you like Kraft?
Yeah. He's
no, hard. No. Like the mac and cheese?
Yeah,
oh,
the Kraft
yeah,
mac and
100%.
Cheese.
All right.
Is it better than most mac and cheese?
Say Velveeta.
Well.
Kraft is better than Velveeta, but I do appreciate some good homemade mac and cheese.
Oh, of course.
Sure.
Naturally. But say it's Sunday morning, right? Your dad wakes up early, grilling some hot dogs, some mac and cheese. That's just a Sunday
feast. Yeah, that's a Sunday feast.
Yeah.
It's a staple in America.
That's like a tradition at
my house.
Could
one swallow a whistle, though, like he said?
Easily.
You could swallow a whistle? Is
yes.
That what you're telling me?
Like, if you're running and you have a whistle in your mouth, you can easily swallow it. It's literally happened before.
Can you do it for us now?
Give me a whistle.
Oh, boy. That's quite intense.
Were there... So, there was a lot of tension at last night's game. Were there some bad calls, would you say? Because I saw you were getting a little fiery. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, there weren't a lot. Like, I mean, there's normally... some bad calls, and you can just go with it. But, like, it was pretty intense. Like, we needed those calls to win. And I don't agree with some of them, but, you know.
Okay,
high school sports are always
I mean, Baldy Eagle's a good team. You got to give credit where credit is due.
You didn't find the refs after the game? Show them what you're made of?
I mean, I talked to them during the game.
You didn't give them a right hook in the hallways after?
Well, they're, like, up on a little stand. So, I mean, I'm only 5'5". Can't really reach that high.
Whip a volleyball at them.
Yeah, that's true. There is a volleyball.
You know, one bad serve, but goes over.
Hits him right
in
the head.
That's actually never happened. I've never seen that.
So, Maddie, what are your plans for after, you know, after volleyball, after high school maybe?
I'm going to be going to college.
Do you know where?
Not yet. I'm going to be playing volleyball. I'm hoping...
Full-time commit. Penn State.
I wish.
free scholarship.
I need to be a foot taller for that, but probably at Juniata or Washington Jefferson.
Oh, great schools.
And you said you do plan on playing.
Huh? Yes.
What do you plan on majoring in?
Washington Jefferson. Oh. Nathan Hormel.
Oh. That's nice.
I plan on majoring in math.
Math.
That's nerdy.
Like Miss Marasco.
Math?
Big love numbers, girl.
All right, hold on. I'm going to ask you again what you want to major in, and let's think of
a cooler,
answer.
Yeah, we're on air, Maddie.
Yeah. Well, we can't cut that out.
Well, listen,
do you want to be known as the girl that's going for math?
No, hear me out here. I go into math. Miss Marasco gave me this idea, so Miss Marasco, I'm just giving you a little credit here. I go into math. I become a statistician for a professional sports team.
Oh.
I get a rich husband that plays sports.
So, okay. Love or money?
Love or money. I think she picked money.
No, I'm kidding. I probably would be a high school math teacher.
Wow. High school math, huh?
Yeah.
Shout out to Miss Marasco. I'm doing okay in stat, but I appreciate all your help. You're the best.
Love Thank her. You.
Yeah, she is great. Okay. Well, you said you're planning on going to college. Would you rather go to Washington and Jefferson or Juniata? Or you don't know?
Juniata.
Really?
Yes.
You're just waiting for them Bold to call statement. You.
Yeah.
Now, don't go chasing them.
Now you know that if she gets accepted into Washington Jefferson and not Juniata, they're going to be like, well, you know what? We were second pick, so you don't get to come here either.
Oh.
Yeah.
This could be evidence against you, Maddie.
No, they sent me a card last night.
Oh, so. How sweet of them.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you, like, those are nice schools. I've visited both. But do you have, like, a dream school? Like, if you were, like, D1, where would you be playing ball at?
Yale. Yeah, if I was like a foot taller, yeah, you better believe I'd be playing at Penn State. But
you better believe it.
Better believe it.
But your sweet
PSU.
Baby.
Hey, we are
Penn State.
We sure are. All of us.
Washington.
Blue and white. They're 0-2 in football. What's going on?
Yeah, come on.
Kind of crazy.
What are they in volleyball? Do you know?
They don't have a season. Their season's in the spring, I think.
That's weird.
At least they have a season though. That's good.
Sure. Yeah, I mean,
it's good for them.
Crazy.
Good for them. I hope they win. Are you gonna go watch?
Maybe, probably.
Love to see some good spikes, kills,
digs.
Assets.
Love kills,
assists, if
Love
you will.
Kills.
Yeah,
2,000 of them.
Mm-hmm. 2,000 of them.
That's crazy. That's a crazy number.
Is that the most in Tyrone history?
Yeah, I think like the school record before was like 800 something.
So you're forever
you destroyed it
in the history of Tyrone. Volleyball.
If you are a mathematician, tell us what the difference is there. Quick, fast fact.
Go.
1,200.
Oh, she's good. Wow. She is good.
It would be really funny if she got that wrong. You should major in math.
I did have to think about
so,
that.
So, I got another math question, if you will.
Oh, gosh.
Right? So, you got 2,000 assists.
Yes.
What would that be spread out over your four varsity years?
That would be 500 a season.
Wow. Incredible.
Just incredible. Do you think you averaged more than that? Like, did you play your freshman year? Did you get 500?
Yeah, I started my freshman year. I got, like, 300. And then I think, like, my sophomore year,
subpar.
I got, like, maybe over, like, 400 to 500. And last year, I got close to 700.
Oh.
And this year, I got about
We're getting there.
300 because I played libero for a good bit of the season.
Spell libero.
L-I-B-E-R-O. Libero.
As you may or may not know, audience, I once placed third in states for spelling bee. Can I get the clap thing, please? Thank you. Thank you, audience at home. I know. I'm nothing special. Just top 100.
Just your average.
Just top
100. Third place spelling bee contestant.
Just top 150 in the, you know, United States.
Wow.
So, getting there. Have you listened to us before, Maddie?
Yes. I enjoy the talent talk. I'm a big fan.
Yes.
Do you know what's coming?
Fast facts.
Oh,
do you
she
know
knows.
How to play?
I am ready to answer.
Folks at home, if you have listened or not, fast facts are where I will ask our contestant, you know, the fastest of facts. She must answer quickly and correctly, and we'll see how it goes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's jump in.
All right.
Cornbread.
Yeah, it's good sometimes.
Cornstarch.
Not preferably.
Corn syrup.
No.
Corn.
Yes.
What is the correct response to being sung happy birthday?
You just smile and then blow out the candles.
No, thank you.
I don't know if there is a correct
there
response.
There is no correct
answer. I don't know.
Really I guess awkward. That's true.
Yeah,
I mean,
like you kind of just
nobody
there.
Likes it.
What a trick question that was. Could have gotten you there. Who of us is the most attractive?
And why is it me?
I'm going to have to go with Kelton because he doesn't have bleached hair at the moment.
Oh, oh.
Wow.
Well, I feel attacked.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that one. When life gives you lemons.
Make lemonade.
Sure. Do you like lemonade?
Yeah.
Sweet tea?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you recycle?
Yes.
Why?
Why?
You know, just help that earth.
What do you recycle?
plastic? What do you recycle? Paper?
Like, you recycle?
I
recycle
paper too.
Yeah, you can be paper, cardboard.
Wait, y'all are recycling?
Yeah. Do you brush your teeth every morning?
Yes.
And every night?
Yes.
What about after lunch?
I'm at school, so no.
You're a grease. Hear me out. Describe love in exactly 7 words. No more, no less.
Wait, does that
count? That was one.
Yeah.
I think I'm out of words.
Start over. Start over. Don't say anything until you got 7 figured out.
I'm counting over here.
She's thinking.
Wondering.
This is a hard question.
Rich sports husband when I'm a statistician. That's 7 words. No, I'm kidding.
That would have been 8.
What?
Started with rich. We've got a gold digger.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. Canvas or Google Classroom?
Google Classroom.
There
I missed
we
that.
Go.
What is the correct brand of gummy fruit snacks? What is the best?
Mott's.
What?
Pause.
It's no. Scooby-Doo.
That lamest answer ever.
It is
heard.
Scooby-Doo.
No, the ones that come like...
Yeah, like the carrots.
I stand by my answer. Don't even.
You won't be back here. I'll tell you that.
It was fun.
We're going to finish up.
Fun
while
it lasted.
Get out. What is your favorite food, true or false?
True.
What's your favorite food?
Oh.
Trick question.
I was really thinking about that one. I don't know. I do like buffalo chicken dip.
Okay.
Kind of a weird one, I'd
dip
say.
Dip.
Yeah.
Favorite food, but that's fine. She loves to dip. Thanksgiving or Christmas?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes. My God. Get her out of here. Get her
why
out
why is she still
Thanksgiving
here?
Thanksgiving is
security
the best.
Security, Kelton.
Thank you,
end
Kelton.
End
it's so, I love Thanksgiving.
We need T-Cabe to come in here. Tell us why Thanksgiving's better.
I don't know. It's like Christmas. Like I know there's no presents, but like without like the hype of Christmas, you know, like it's not stressful. It's just a good time.
Just laid back.
So you're picking Thanksgiving over Jesus's birthday.
Wow.
Wow.
That's actually correct. The day Christ was born.
Okay, I feel bad now.
Yeah,
I do feel slighted.
You guys love turkey and gravy over that? I mean, I'm sure he's listening.
I do love Christmas though. It was a close second.
Yeah, Christmas is great, man.
Okay. Funicelli or Wilson?
That's so hard.
I hope they're both listening. You can't pick both.
Just know, I'm pretty sure Funicelli listens to the podcast.
No, Wilson does too,
they're
though.
Both great. They're both my Quiz League coaches. You know, I love them.
Got to pick one.
Got to pick one.
Fast.
5.
Mr. Wilson.
Oh!
Legendary.
Mr. Funicelli, if you're out there.
Some tears might
sorry.
Be coming down.
You know, I like you personally. Well, Wilson's cool too. I don't know. But we're not asking me, okay? Would you rather eat honey on everything, every meal, for the rest of your life,
okay.
or die?
I'm gonna go with honey. Like I just think that's
honey
the way
is
to go.
On everything. So say that honey on buffalo chicken.
I get what you're.
But
saying.
But I guess you don't want to die.
Or die.
Yeah, I mean the other
there's a lot. There's a lot at stake here.
Like, is there a choice?
Yeah, it's no. Life or death.
I guess.
You know, I would also pick honey, but I hate honey.
How do you hate honey? I love honey.
Like, it's
like,
just gross,
do you put honey
man.
In your tea? Like, hot tea.
I
you
do.
Have a thing, hot tea. It's so good.
I don't
are
drink
you guys
hot tea.
80 years old?
Yeah. You guys knit, too? You what? Like horses?
So old people like horses.
I'm Maddie Cherry. I'm majoring in math, and I love chai tea with honey. Thank you.
Get out of my show.
We're done.
Last one here. This one's important.
So who?
So who?
So who?
So who?
So who?
Elaborate, please.
So who?
So who?
I feel the question is mainly just who? Who? Who?
No comment. I don't know.
She looks lost, folks.
Yeah.
At home.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess we'll have to wrap it up.
All right. Well, you can catch us on, if you like today's show, you can catch us on Spotify, Apple Music, and any other streaming services. Thank you for listening today and have a great day.
Thanks for coming, Maddie.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Maddie.